So can you put the other pile a bit higher up? What's your name?
What? Ring.
Ring of light.
What is it?
No, these. Well, the pile. It should be actually closer to your head.
Like this?
Yeah, that's a bit better.
Oh,
somebody. One of your rival groups.
Oh, sabotage. Who wants to write a summary?
Summary.
What?
No.
What's
no,
the
just,
answer?
Sorry. No, that's just summary. No. No.
I'll do it.
Okay. Oh, wait, this one. Okay.
Have you changed the...
I was trying to... I didn't have privileges to get in to update your file.
Yeah.
I meant to send the email and then
yeah.
I just didn't get it.
No, when you said it at the beginning, I thought, must check
yeah,
the read write, and then
yeah, because I forget mine as well, and it's just right. Like, you know, every time I put something in there. That was the main thing. So as soon as that's in, it'll be ready. I was making a couple of little changes as well, so those will be able to play with. Still working on the, trying to get the topics and summary search implemented as well, so that's sort of tonight.
Mm-hmm.
Other than that, it's sort of coming along. Getting a better feel for all these night objects.
Yeah.
It's just seems a little chaos. It's like if you're going to use this stuff later on in your life, then you spend the time to invest and learn all about them. But it's like, okay, what's the minimum I can get away
with? Yeah,
like, get me
yeah.
what we need. So it's like, I don't know. Unless I want to do something with this in the future.
There is a file in the directory called Disful.
I saw that and I'm just trying to remember if I did create it.
I was
trying some stuff a couple weeks ago. So that may be mine.
Doesn't have anything in it.
Oh, really?
It does. Okay. It has about 3 lines of XML that doesn't do much.
Okay. Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So it's not again today.
What's that?
Yeah, I think it was me. But I'll.
Remove that.
Just seems to be an occupied space. All right. Doesn't matter.
Give you false impressions of what's happening.
I had lots of stuff in there yesterday.
Yeah.
Loads of stuff.
All those objects.
They live there, but I had even more stuff there yesterday. I was unzipping all these kind of crazy huge things that were in the box. I needed them. They were for this though. It's all right. But
I was recording on that. What did it actually do?
Oh, it's huge.
Okay. So we probably won't have to worry about
yeah.
it.
Should run the
IR.
It's
about 8 gigs on there, so
yeah.
It's
right.
It just must be than all of our home, though. It's just
yeah, exactly.
Isn't it?
How's everything else gone?
Has anyone had time to play with it?
Yeah, I had a play with it yesterday.
Any comments?
No, it was good, really. Yeah, that's it. It generated a lot of exceptions in the background.
Oh, yeah.
Actually, it didn't cause any problems, but it just...
Do we want to keep that? Like, are we keeping that, how that happens? It just prints everything out in the shell as well, like, as it does everything, just kind of... I guess that's its default behavior.
Might
anyway,
as well,
so it's just
yeah,
kind of,
I mean...
Doesn't really do anything,
yeah.
So... Okay.
The thing is that, yeah, there is, as I said a while ago, there is still this one error, which is a bug in NXT.
Oh, right.
That always generates these. I think when you left click or right click or something, I can't remember now. But if it's a real error, then it stops, so it can't.
Yeah, I did discover any of those. I did have a list.
Good.
I followed it to see if it didn't break, but it didn't break too. I didn't play that long, but it seemed alright, didn't it? And the startup screen looks quite good. Looks alright.
Yeah.
I was more or less just playing with the things that had to do directly with what I was doing, so I didn't take it for a full test drive yet, but you can do that.
Yeah, be good.
Mm-hmm.
Is there any comments you have about just like wording or some sort of minor things?
No, it's all right. The only thing, it's not, the startup screen's not too pretty. But
yeah,
a lot of this JavaScript
at the moment as well, the whole windows that pop up are not pretty at all. But you know, I would make them a bit nicer if I had more time. But at the moment, it doesn't look like that.
Mm-hmm. No,
so
it's not the top priority.
If you change your window manager, it might look a little bit nicer.
Yeah, I think it'd look better on Windows as well, actually, because
okay.
Java uses the native Windows, doesn't it? So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Actually, can we run it on Windows?
But that took me so long to do this bloody start window.
Did it?
Nasty. So I'm quite glad that it looks, you know, not nice on one run and all this kind of.
Were you using like a GUI builder or just all from?
No,
board?
This is just yeah.
Okay, that's nice.
Well, the speaker characterization is finished.
Hmm?
All
right. I haven't updated all those object files yet, because it takes ages on the computers to do it. It's faster for some bizarre reason. If I log in at home and then run the code, it runs it much faster than if I do it here. But that's hard enough to sit in the lab and wait half an hour.
Can you connect to your home machine from here and then start it from there?
No,
I've done stuff like that before.
It really speed it up.
Try that a few times. Yeah, I started using your the speaker. I don't know if you've seen that.
It tells you what speakers are in which meeting, and then you can see which topics. Yeah, something like that.
Yeah. But it's good. Your stuff is really good. It's got a good interface and easy to use. It's nice.
Yeah. The dialogue acts are all done. And they're quite amusing, some of them. But what I wanted to talk about dialogue acts was there are some that occur all the time that are just, and I don't know how interesting there are. So the first one statement is that it will, I've removed it because it was like everything is prefixed by statement. Every single dialogue act starts with statement.
Right.
And so everybody's top dialogue act statement.
Right.
Well, we
don't
include that then.
So I got rid of that. And then everybody, the next one seems to mostly be back channel. Well, I don't know what that means. Who knows
what was
it? Back channel.
It's when they say, yeah.
Is that what that means? Oh, we'll keep that then. And then the other.
I don't know.
Well,
that's very.
It's kind of boring. Yeah, exactly.
It's very.
Yeah. Some people don't know. There are some people who don't do that. Actually, yeah, you can see that they don't do that, and it's the bottom of their list.
They're asleep, I think.
And some people have an acknowledgement is a big one that comes up all the time. Yes, no questions. What else?
So which be? You know suggest. Maybe you can suggest a few that which would be interesting to list, like three, four,
yeah.
Or something.
But that's the thing, that's why I wanted to know whether or not we, because at the moment you can get, there's a method that will just give you the top five, for or the top X, you give it a number
mm-hmm.
and it will give you the top whatever for each person. And then each meeting knows about all the different dialogue acts for each person in the meeting and the amount that occurred. And we'll give you that in top order as well, or we'll give you, or you can just search for each specific dialogue act. That you have to search on in B's and K's rather than real words. I don't know, but I can change that.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know what we want to display. That's what I'm asking you.
Well, no, if we have like a choice so they can filter those out, the top most common, just say, okay, well, show all or show, you know, only.
All the lot, all the like 25.
But.
Dialogue.
I mean, do we care if you know?
I don't know.
Why
don't, that doesn't really matter.
I think you know. It'd be difficult.
Filter these out.
But it would be difficult if you know, if in the speaker characterization window we had a heading, you know, top five dialogue acts, and then the little brackets, but they're not actually the top five, but top five minus the most common ones, which are, you know.
I think we should have the global top five. Because each speaker's got top whatever, and so just say one of the boxes just explaining says this is my top five dialogue acts.
For the speaker.
For the speaker.
Yeah.
And then in the meeting, you have what you could either have the most commonly occurring ones, or you could have a list of each speaker's top side effects. Either of those would do, but it would start to take a lot of space.
No, I wouldn't. Yeah.
Well, you could have. No, you don't need that. So, because it's a speaker window, the speaker character organization
exactly,
window comes
yeah.
up. So you've got the global one there, and then here you can just have the top five in this meeting.
Yeah.
And then
yeah.
the top five in that meeting, in global,
yeah,
the top
yeah,
five this meeting,
yeah.
and then the rest is
yeah.
obvious, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, just do top five, both local and global, and then have another. But then we want a selection of three or four maybe interesting ones.
Okay.
And then,
but often the interesting ones don't occur. Things like joke don't occur very often. Well, they do sometimes, but they're not that common. One guy has top five joke. One of his jokes is in undergrad. That's right.
You follow that
yeah. This is good for browsing though. It's perfect. I mean, that's
yeah,
exactly what you want to do.
Yeah. Yeah. See,
so
that's what speaker characterization gives you.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Who's the one
I'm all interested in this guy because he seems to be funny.
Yeah.
Let's take him to the next joke.
That would be quite good.
So is this percentage then? If you say like joke for this speaker is percentage 20.
Yeah.
Is that the what percentage of his speech is joke, or
what percentage
of the jokes
that he makes are jokes
joke.
In the meeting
yeah.
and globally separately?
Yeah.
So once globally.
Okay.
Yeah. I think most things are coded with a dialogue act. A lot of them are coded with Z, which means no label. So I just ignored that as well.
Yeah.
It's just boring. And statement, which is boring. And also the other thing that they have is if somebody quotes something. So if I quote a joke to you, they separate that, so they put the dialogue act, and then they put a colon, and then they put that. So I just ignored any quoting material because it's
yeah.
not
yeah.
to do with.
Yeah,
what's
not a real joke anyways.
Yeah, yeah, somebody else's joke, so you have to be original about your material.
Yeah, I mean, just keep it as simple as.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, that's not true. So that's sort of implemented now, or is that?
Yeah, that's
what's
going on. I just finished. There might be some polishing, I can't remember, but I think it's pretty much complete now.
Okay.
So I'll do that tonight, just put it up there so you can start using it.
When Aptic, then I'll just recompile the end browsers and then just get that.
You will?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, so it uses my part as well.
Yeah.
The end search.
Sounds good.
Yeah. Actually, do we have like naming convention for our source files? Just prefix them with an N?
Yeah, I was thinking that. It sort of turned out that way,
mm-hmm.
didn't it?
Yeah, that's sort of what I was doing. Like, for your stuff, do you have?
No, I just what's called meeting and speaker.
Okay.
Well, I can change it if you want.
It doesn't matter at this point.
Yeah.
No, I'm just curious.
Oh,
thinking about future stuff, maybe.
You could put it in a package.
Yeah, that's true, too.
You can be bothered.
Yeah, doesn't matter.
Well, it doesn't seem to make any difference. I've never ever used Java packages. It doesn't really matter.
Yeah.
It's always in the same directory. It works, so sorry.
I have one little question that I reckon we should have a little icon for our browser.
Well, you can double click on it.
Well, no.
I know.
Yeah, in the top left. At the moment they've got an X, which is, you know, NXT, and it's sort of a bit cheeky to use that.
Yeah, it wouldn't something else.
Sorry.
Just borrow a little Microsoft GIF like that.
No.
Oh,
yeah. Something original. What do you suggest? The only thing I could think of was an M.
Yeah, I know, yeah.
But
same here.
You
yeah,
have a big yellow M, maybe?
What have I seen that before?
You'd be sued for that, right?
Super size meeting browser.
Yeah.
Just probably basic, just text font. Just something nice, something
yeah.
solid, maybe.
I mean, it's tiny, so we can't really put more than one character. We need
exactly.
one sort of simple.
Anybody have any artistic talent? No.
Well, I can.
MSc's in informatics, and we
can.
That's possible. Some people have talent.
Some
talent. Maybe I'll check, see if I can find anything.
Well, if you find anything, then send it to me.
Okay.
Otherwise, I'll make up some M.
How do you add that to the Java program? Is it just basic?
I'm not sure, actually.
Okay.
It's really easy. You do it in one of the, whatever the main window is, you do set GIF or some set picture
yeah.
or something.
Yeah, I know how to
just
put it there,
frame.
But
okay.
I'll
right.
have to import it somehow, I'm not quite sure.
Okay.
Yeah, I think you just give it a file name.
Yeah.
Also, it'll do the automatic scrunching down if it's
yeah, yeah, just
oh, cool.
Nice. Yeah, yeah.
So
you have to remember to include that in our evaluation. How did the GIF improve your browsing?
Yes!
I think it's a distinctive experience, I guess.
Oh, yes.
You could even have some sound when it comes on and you go do do do.
Welcome
to the meeting.
Can we get sound on these machines?
No. Actually,
have you ever managed? Oh, yeah, you must have, you know, but play any sort of music on the dice machines?
No.
Right? Okay.
No, but I think if you put headphones in, it'll just play just normally.
Oh, right.
If
you have them on the front too, I think.
If the sound card is registered to your name, which
yeah.
it usually is not,
yeah.
and you have to reboot, and sometimes it still doesn't work.
I guess that's why we have a separate speech card.
Yes.
Yeah.
A lot of audio. Okay. Okay. Well, this looks good.
Yeah. I'm running some troubles with the indexing, but found another package instead of writing it from scratch because I don't know. Just now, but I haven't played around it much, but. We'll see what happens in the next days.
And we're going to be trying to get the output from that. And I don't know. Still haven't found out if it's feasible to open up more than one.
Yeah.
Well, as many NOM objects as we can for each meeting to do. Like, we were getting, like, figured that the ranking did make sense. Like, to be looking through the highest ranked ones first. So if we are going to look through only five of them, just pick the top five to do the search. And since that's probably what we're looking for anyways.
I still can't make it run TNT from Java.
Serious? Maybe I'll try.
Yeah, you try. If you can make it work, yeah. Well, chuffed.
Yeah, I'd be surprised because I'm bad at Java.
Yeah, I didn't expect this course to be so much about Java.
Yeah,
it's
just.
Feels like it's.
It's a Java.
It's a Java course. Yeah, anything else is just like
practical Java.
In fact, it's an NXT package.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
How do you guys find the documentation for NXT?
Right.
Yeah.
That's my.
I mean, sometimes they have methods that don't have any explanation to them at all.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
I think
you're
it
just
was
like, right, I'll try this then and see
it's
what it
does.
Me.
Yeah.
And this was finally generated by going to. Generate Java document, just went and they never bought to it.
Yeah, exactly. Well, it's still, I guess, research platform.
Yeah. At least good to know what methods are there without having to look at the source code.
Yeah, that's true. Okay, I'm just curious.
Oh.
Okay.
So
did we have a date for when we actually want the system? Done.
Friday?
Today, wasn't it?
I thought
we changed it to Friday.
I thought we changed it to the 10th or something. Because the thing is, I mean, we can keep working on little things, you know. We should think this really. So I don't know. Do we want to set an actual hard deadline? Or,
yeah,
like, when exactly were we going to start the evaluation?
Well, that's the problem because Steve hasn't given us any details, has he?
Okay. Well, I guess we can still come up with, like, test cases or whatever for the people and just come up with scenarios.
That's true.
That sort of thing. I mean, that's fairly straightforward.
I'm sure we could do that in, like, a meeting.
Yeah, exactly.
And
that's
make
true.
It up to
just
them.
Brainstorm, yeah.
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 The thing is, yeah, we had the deadline as Friday, but we won't be able to do any evaluation during the weekend anyway.
No.
Yeah, that's true.
So I think we could set Monday.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that would give us the
whole
weekend.
Friday.
Work on it as well.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I've got my DNLG presentation on Monday.
Oh.
After the paper.
So much now.
Yeah.
Well. But yeah, Monday.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to do
yeah,
it. Monday.
So.
I mean, we could. Should we meet up Monday? Or.
Well, we'll probably have to talk to Steve at some point as well, I guess.
Yeah. Just.
We'll probably
like
just have a regular Tuesday meeting with him. Like, we could send him an email, but I don't know if he's around.
Yeah.
Just. He's not around this week, is he?
I don't know.
I think that's why we didn't have the meeting.
Maybe it's just today and today.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Send him an email, he'll probably read him an email.
Yeah, that's true. Although, do we really want the answer?
Yeah.
So if we don't ask, we can push
exactly,
it off.
Exactly, yeah. At the end, we'll say, well, you never gave us any
yeah.
test subjects.
Yeah.
But, so he's supposed to give us test subjects? Well,
okay.
Sort of, that's how I understand.
He said he would try.
He would make something up. Okay. Yeah, find
yeah.
some people. That's how I understood it.
Yeah. Yeah.
The thing is, you know.
Because we're going to even get an email on our right now and see.
Right. We're looking for volunteers.
Yes.
I think if we don't get anything from him, then we should just do our friends, basically.
Yeah, if they have time. Sorry, finding people.
Well, they're going to use.
Well, they're your friends.
They're going to
yeah,
like,
yeah,
like
I know.
Perception projects and
yeah.
things like that.
Yeah,
so it's not going to take long. It's only,
yeah, that's
only
true.
Going to be half an hour.
Yeah.
We need to use each other.
Yeah, actually, some other friends of mine in different programs might be more willing, have more of a break. So that might be an idea. Get a range of types of people as well, like not
maybe,
like highly
yeah.
computer, like not
well, they will be,
you know, Linux literate.
They'll have to be. Yeah.
I think that might be good as well.
Mm.
Sort of wider range
so
of people.
So how many people are we going to try and?
I think like 3 or 4 maybe.
Yeah,
that would be a good.
Really.
Yeah,
I was thinking of like 10.
No,
it would take forever, and then you've got to analyze the results.
Yeah,
no.
Like the thing, like, did an ETI course a while ago, and it's just, that's what they, you know, there's 3 people.
Really?
Yeah. And that was fine. Then you can do a massive amount of analysis on 3 people.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
How can
we
you
don't
get
want
a range
to.
Of people if you have 3?
You have one computer scientist, one
art student,
and one dude off the street.
Yeah,
<of course.
laughs> yeah, one's supposed to be a woman, one's supposed to be a man, and one.
Physical.
Yeah. Maybe we should just have 2.
One.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, dear.
But yeah, if he finds them, then that's cool. If he finds the people.
Another thing,
we have the
presentation on like in 1.5 weeks or something, whatever it is.
Yeah.
Or nearly 2 weeks.
Yeah, it's
2 weeks.
Oh, it's
two.
Yeah,
two,
it's
2 weeks
then.
Yeah.
Okay.
Do we have to have done the evaluation by then?
Yeah.
I think so.
I thought evaluation maybe for the report. So
when's the
and
report
that's the 25th.
Oh, right.
Is
that Friday?
That's
what
I understood.
Thursday. No, it's Thursday.
24th.
Yeah,
yeah.
So it's not the.
I thought you said 25th, even though it's Good Friday. But
yeah.
It's not Good Friday.
Yeah,
that's
Good Friday.
Oh, yeah. Easter, too.
Wow.
It's not a Good
yeah.
Friday.
No.
No.
Well, it wasn't originally either. So.
Well, I'm sure on the website it says Thursday.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So that gives us 2 days to do the
evaluation.
No evaluation.
No.
Well, you know, the question is, do we need the evaluation for the presentation?
I didn't think so, necessarily. I wouldn't assume, but we should ask him.
We should definitely ask him. Because if not, then...
We should try and have it done by then anyway, I think, otherwise it's possible to get him.
Yeah, that's probably
tight otherwise.
It's a good target.
Cool.
It's a good
yeah, you might be right.
We should aim to be finished by Monday, this Monday coming. A week, no, yeah, well, basically for Tuesday. Start the evaluation pretty much straight away and then get. Because, yeah, and then get.
Because we need to write a presentation as well.
We have to write the report, yeah, and everything.
It's fun. Yeah. It's just funny that, you know, have it finished by Monday. Because after Monday, I'm pretty much free for about a week or so.
Exactly.
It's just,
that's
it's
the
like,
point.
If we had, you know,
yeah.
a bit more time.
Yeah. Well, I'm not free after this Monday, but I'm free,
okay.
like, after.
Oh, the next one. Okay. Yeah, I'm free this after this Monday.
Free?
Well, no, what is
it?
That's easy compared to... I mean, I'm not even...
Because I don't have anything
yeah.
after the 18th, apart
yeah,
from
okay.
this.
And
yeah.
you must have your research proposal.
Well, that's in on the 18th.
Is that in on the
18th? Mm-hmm. Didn't know that.
Yes.
As yours.
Not that at all, yeah.
So,
our timeline was put in the 25th, and that's
okay.
Friday.
Maybe that was us, then, not him.
Yeah, that's why I'm trying to find
this stuff. Yeah.
Yeah,
Thursday 24th.
Deadline
for submission.
I'm having a big party
on
the 24th.
Well, now you can.
And the pictures.
Yeah.
So
24th, so
anyone fancy writing him an email?
Oh, it's actually 24th.
Just to ask whether we need to have the evaluation done for the demonstration or
that, yeah. And
we should have it done anyway. Okay, yes. Hopefully.
But it's still important to
know. Is that a part of the demonstration? Do they want that information?
Yeah.
The
yeah. I mean, we need to know that anyway to prepare the presentation in the first place.
Right.
And, what was the other one? Basically, how's it going with your evaluation proposal? Have you got people yet for us? Or what are you thinking? And when?
Did he say anything about like what he expects of the final report and stuff? Like
no,
a few little things. Just made some comments at the last meeting. Just general, like how it all integrates, blah blah blah.
Do we know?
Yeah.
Did he ever say how long it was supposed to be?
No, I'd expect somewhere 10 to 15 pages.
Mm. And how long were?
Although it's 50% of the mark, I think, isn't it? I think.
But we can write a lot. I mean, I think we should.
Yeah.
We should. Right, everything.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Well, we have a bit of time.
Because this,
I mean,
we have interim report of 7 pages, and that's we could
7 pages.
Yeah, we could probably just expand that. I mean, a lot of it's going to be the same thing.
Yeah, just to fine tune and they're detailed.
Yeah, and then I mean, write about the evaluation.
Yeah,
well, that's going to be quite.
Yeah,
a
that could be. Yeah, that could easily be like 5 or 6 pages.
I don't think. No, should we just kind of
okay.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So, do you want to write me an email then?
Sure.
That'd be good. And when I get home today, which will be before 6:30, I will make that file readable, writable, everything.
Sure. Yeah. No big rush.
Well, I will.
Although just to get it out of the way, so I'm trying to remember to do that tomorrow.
Well, I will need your snippets of code, or it'd be good if I had them by tomorrow evening.
Yeah.
Oh, I was going to ask. At the moment, your search window. How's it organized?
Just basic, pretty much like the interim. Do you want to get the interim stuff? Just sort of like Google type thing. And just,
but at the beginning, when you haven't searched yet, is it still divided into two and the bottom half is just just empty?
Yeah.
Okay.
And as these come up, they just pop them in.
And then if you, I don't know, double click on one?
It doesn't do anything yet.
Okay.
Like that's the other big part. I mean, how to get that communication between the two different kinds of windows.
Yeah.
Because the thing is, if we have different things in here, like transcripts versus summaries versus topics.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That was why I was sort of deciding to get the three panes in there instead of just the one. So there's a couple of those little things.
This is the icon, by the way.
Yeah, exactly. It's beautiful. Yeah, and makes more sense.
Yeah, maybe you want to do one left click highlights the result in whatever you've got open.
Okay. Is that how it works in the other ones? In like
which
the
one?
Other windows, like the various like different the topic? Or
usually one left click, it highlights it, cross highlights everything, I think. Yeah.
If you have like a particular window that you want me to mimic its behavior, then like just find it in the program and just say, okay, just how this one does it. So if it's like the topic window or whatever.
Well, it's difficult because
So I can
you can
start
look
to trace back and figure out what objects they're bringing to you.
No, it's difficult. Because the transcription window does cross-highlighting in a very awkward way.
Hmm.
Because it has to find the topic first.
Okay.
That was a pain. And when you right click on a topic, it pops open the list of meetings that contain that topic. And that works when you left double click on a topic, on a meeting, sorry, then it loads it.
Okay.
So you could take that for loading.
Right.
So if we have that the same on this one, at least that you, if you double left click, then it loads.
So one left click just highlights?
Highlights, yeah, I mean, obviously highlights whatever you've clicked on here.
Oh, just the other one.
But also highlights...
the transcript or whatever it is.
Actually, it's difficult because... because you only ever have one meeting open and those results will be... well, I suppose if you have a local search, then it could cross-highlight.
Yeah, that should be possible.
Because, you know, if you get back several different meetings here,
right,
and you've only got one meeting open, then you can't cross-highlight anything.
Although, yeah, this is actually different from how we printed up here. Like, if we're doing a global search, then we are going to do it like how we said before and pop up a list of the various meetings that found those terms. And then we'll either, you know, multi-select or, you know, choose the one we want to actually do this. I think multi-select would make the most sense.
What do you mean by multi-select?
Well, just... if there's like three of the top meetings, like we said before, language, we're looking for the word language and get the highest rating ones to actually look for the terms, so we're not loading it on Vol 76,
mm-hmm.
or 75,
oh,
whatever
okay.
it is. So the results from that will, you know, narrow down what we're going to use for the local search. So we'll just do the local search on those ones that are chosen, and if we can...
Oh, I see what you mean now. Okay.
So it will be a bit different from how that is right now. When we do the
well,
global search, at least.
In any case, if you left click on a result that is contained in the meeting that is currently open, then it should cross highlight.
Yes.
If
yes.
not, it can't.
Exactly.
It should be fairly simple to just get the topics and the summaries from using that text extractor.
Yeah, you have to start again. It's the topics instead of segments. Yeah, you have to get the topics out instead of the segments.
Yeah.
Can you make? Is it very difficult to make another GUI, but only for a global search?
So that we search two different.
Just take that away. The
right.
the local.
Yeah.
Checkbox.
That's
because
fairly
tab for the startup.
Yeah, because in the startup screen you can't have them.
Yeah, local anyways. Yeah. No, that's easy. Sure.
Yeah, would you make
yeah.
that? That'd be
that's
really
quite
handy.
Straightforward.
Everything else can just stay the same, you know?
Yeah.
In fact you can just leave everything as it is and just remove the checkbox.
Mm-hmm.
Really well.
Yeah.
You're gonna be able to do a global search for topics.
Yeah,
that
was
is that
like
yeah,
if I would
yeah.
make a
yeah.
just
exactly.
index.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. Yeah, I didn't think bother with that, but yeah, cool.
What?
I didn't think we were gonna bother with that, but
well,
well
it
and,
yeah,
I mean
same.
That
yeah, it does, doesn't it?
It's not first priority, maybe, but
are we bothering with our topic stuff still?
Well
or is that sort of gone, like our own topic segment? Like since we can't do the labeling and all the rest, we are still doing our topic segment.
Well, we're
setting
you are do it enough to make it so we can do some numerical analysis or something.
But we're not going to
at the very least.
We won't be doing a global search on the topics for our topics since they don't have labels.
No.
all the label ones.
Yeah.
All the label twos. Okay.
Yeah. No, we won't do that. Well, yeah, even if I happen to manage to make it do some keywords, I don't think we can expect you to also come up with a search.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well.
Well, no, it'll be kind of straightforward. Like, if you're creating Excel files.
Yeah. If I create Excel files, whatever, I'm not going to do that.
Mm-hmm.
I did have a look at trying to create XML files. It didn't look like a problem initially. It's as straightforward as writing an XML file size, but it's organizing the segment data that it just looks so complicated to get it from the from a plain text file back into organized by who which speaker speaks what and how doing the segment. I think that was the stupidest way they could ever organize the whole thing if you ask me about it. Organize it by time, not by speaker. So I don't know.
Okay. Yeah, are we done?
Yeah. I guess we just see what Steve says about the way of evaluation and then we'll keep in touch by email if we need anything. I guess we'll see you next episode. And Monday.
Mm-hmm. Do we need another meeting this week?
Probably not. I mean, just get work done. I think that's what I've got to do.
We can just email if we need.
Yeah.
Mm.
I guess.